This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wealth, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got much to cover today. At the half-hour mark today, we're going to have Lynn Taylor on exposing Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's organization, and she's going to share with us as to what's taking place as he's taking his little organization and tagging on to the U.N., initiative concerning the global order, which is in place today. But I don't want to say, and I don't want anybody saying to me, I should say it that way, I didn't tell you, folks, because we're talking about the ecumenical, the oneness evangelical popes. It's been the Grahams for a long time. I've shared with you in the past, friends, that Billy Graham was given his puff up, and that's literally what was said, puff him up, by none other than William Randolph Hearst. He's also the guy that said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. In other words, the manipulation of media. But one has to ask the question, why is it that he was put up in place in the first place? And as we all know, friends, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I'll tell you what, nobody loves the Grahams more than the modern-day church. And for some reason or another, they have replaced the Jesus Christ for the Grahams, and that to their own demise. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. And before I get to that, I do want to share with you, friends, if you want to jump online at any time, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. Listen to what other people have to say. You can also check out our affiliates over there, so on and so forth. But we're bringing you the basket of fruit and showing you what we are doing as well. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you want to book us, you can do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the 13 to 15 articles combating the lies over there concerning the mainstream media. You hear the commercials all day long. And by the way, I just want to say for the record, people say, well, why is there commercials during our YouTube broadcast? Here, let me give you a little memo in case you didn't get it. We're on 131 radio stations across the country. We're the number one and the number two show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. So the commercials are there because of the sponsors. Now, if you want to do something about it rather than complain about it or question it, then support us, friends. And in the process of doing that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to membership. Become a son or a daughter of Liberty today. And that's how we eradicate many of the ads on sonsoflibertymedia.com and other sponsors in which we're not in agreement with, but that's not my place to say. So, again, if you'd like to change that, please consider keeping us out there, because if you don't, we're not going to be here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the membership and become a son or a daughter of Liberty today. Also wanted to let you know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can go to the right side of the page over there and click onto YouTube. And in clicking onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Or if you want to go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're also over there as well. And from my understanding, Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, has this on his platforms as well across mainstream media and social media. So we appreciate all that. If you want to call in at any time, please do give us a call. Stick to the topic. If you want to contend, you can do that too. You want to weigh in and just weigh in, you can do that. But let's stick to the topic today. Again, we're going to be talking about the ecumenical evangelical popes, ecumenical meaning oneness, right? And we've always accused the Pope of what we're seeing the Grahams do and what they have been doing for decades in this country. And for those that don't know and haven't been paying attention, folks, they've been blending the lines for a long time. And I would beg the question here, Amos 3:3 comes to my aid. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Jesus Christ is the standard, not the United Nations. So that's what we're going to be covering. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We are in Pigeon Forge right now. It's 80 degrees. We know it's not 80 degrees in Minnesota, which just happens to be Minnesota right now, so we're in a good place. I am in Tennessee, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee right now for the very purpose of doing television this early afternoon with the of Alan Keyes, former ambassador with Ronald Reagan and former presidential contender. Remember, he was the dude that basically spanked Barack Hussein Obama back in 2008. We did television with him today. As a matter of fact, Colonel Alan West jumped on during the programming today because we were in studio, and they're doing a program. It's called 20 Days to Save America, and we were a part of that. And I'm saying that for the very reason, folks, that people in this country need to keep their eyes fixed on Christ. They need to keep their eyes fixed on him and him alone and do what the patriarchs did. When we look in Scripture and we look at the patriarchs from Moses all the way to that of John at Patmos, we are called to emulate them. For those that are caught up into the political game between the two clowns in the circus of politics, might I remind you once again, there's 1,156 different presidential contenders in your country. And what it shows you, friends, is how the American people are being corralled. Because the only ones that you're hearing about right now are Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Okay, I'm not going to go through all of that today, but I want to show you, friends, where you to look. Our forefathers, when establishing this country, remember the flags that they were flying, no king but King Jesus, while they were throwing off a tyrant across the king or the pond, namely King George, the tyrant over there. Remember the slogan was Moses on the other side of the Red Sea, and what was on as they were on the other side, they went from one point to the other point. And what happened? The Lord took an east wind and he blew upon the waters to overthrow that of Pharaoh. And remember what our national slogan is, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Folks, people have their eyes fixed on two candidates that are unworthy. They're illegitimate. They're unconstitutional. They're un-American. And they are, in fact, advocating a foreign power, namely the UN. And again, that's what we're going to be talking about, how Franklin Graham has continuously supported this current administration. And this administration, as we all know, showing you the fruit, not my opinion, but keep in mind, friends, he's continuously supported this administration, which is working the same direction that Franklin Graham and Billy Graham have been working towards for decades in this country. We're going to get right back to that in just a couple of moments. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee today, friends. And I just want everybody to understand, first and foremost, here at the Sons of Liberty, we're not here to give you opinions, okay? We judge men by their fruit. We have some biblical illiterate one, of course, trying to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel as he's trying to nitpick at the fact that I have long hair. And he brings up, what, 1 Corinthians 11:14. But the problem that David's having here is there's a verse 16, too, where there's no such custom. And let me ask you, biblical illiterate one, what exactly or when have you ever seen a movie with Jesus Christ on it where he had short hair? It was the custom of the day. Okay, so if you want to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel in an attempt to poison the streams here, you better think again. And it's either going to be decent and sincere on this live chat, or else we're going to just basically say goodbye to you. Okay, so just setting the record straight. Know what you're talking about. Again, I'm okay if you want to contend, but know what you're talking about. But if you're going to purposely poison the stream and top chat, I'm not going to put up with it, just for the record. So, again, either you're going to be sincere, or if you're not, you're going to have to say goodbye. Okay, just for the record, wanted to make clear. And first of all, know what you're talking about before you stick both feet in your mouth like you already have. Okay, again, just making sure you all understand what's going on here. What I want to do is I want to go over to Billy Graham, and I want you guys to all remember that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The scripture's clear. When we see that, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers, the false prophets. We see the same thing going on today, especially with the Grahams. Nobody has praised the Grahams like man. And yet, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So I got a question. Is there a difference in the gospel that was preached all the way up until the 50s and the 60s as to what we're seeing today? Oh, yeah, no question about it. We see Billy Graham preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is not in Scripture. As a matter of fact, if you go to Mark 1:17, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21, what was the message? It was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at at hand. Read Galatians 3:24 and 2 Corinthians 7:10 as well. You'll understand that the Grahams have been preaching a message that is unscriptural in many ways. And I want to remind everybody that's listening, friends, Billy Graham and Franklin Graham are not the standard. For some reason or another, the American people have settled for them to be some sort of temperature setters in the church. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Nobody has set the temperature to lukewarm in this country more than the Grahams have, just for the record. Just for the record. Go to Revelation 3. Also, go before that to Hebrews 1:7 and Psalm 104. You'll understand completely as to what I'm talking about. What I want to do is I want to tee this up for Lynn Taylor, who's going to be with us in just a couple minutes, next segment. And I want to ask the question to those that are listening to me right now. The world will love its own. Is that true? Why does Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? I'm curious. Why does Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? I mean, why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? I mean, pedophiles, homosexuals, child murders, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, that were martyred. Is there something different going on here, friends? How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow or another, Billy Graham and his son are accepted and they're praised by the world? I want you to read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment, too. Also read Psalm 109, 4 and 5, and John 7:7. John 7:7, Jesus told his brothers who didn't believe. He told them that the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. How many administrations was Billy Graham a part of? Did he, friends, in fact, reprove? Did he correct? Did he instruct those presidents that abortion is murder and that God hates hands that shed innocent blood? Has Franklin Graham done anything with the present administration concerning Donald Trump and confronting him for his advocation of the sodomite agenda on a global basis? Have they taken the time to do their job with the law of truth in their mouth and reprove these kings like John the Baptist did in Luke 3? When John the Baptist reproved him for all of his evils? Of course not. They're the ones that are going along to get along, friends. And we see it time and time again with the Grahams. Again, Jesus was crucified, he was rejected, and the Grahams are loved. Again, the message was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God has a wonderful plan for your life. I mean, if you think living godly and even desiring to live godly and you shall be persecuted is a wonderful plan, then think again. I mean, look at the book of 2 Corinthians 11 and 12 concerning what Paul went through in getting the gospel to us, the man that's responsible for writing two-thirds of the New Testament. I mean, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Few be there that find it. Difficult is the way. When you go over to the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22, what is it? Confirming the souls of the disciples through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Is that the message that you're hearing from the Grahams? No. The only thing that you've seen from the Grahams is them in every administration affirming everything those administrations do. And if they did critique those administrations, it was with a false sense of grace, lest they should offend. Lest they should offend God and be obedient to the tyrant, because that's exactly what they've been setting the stage for a long time in this country. Okay? I just shared with you Luke 6:26. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? I mean, Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Yet Billy Graham receives a star from those that are responsible for the immorality, not just in America, but on a global basis. Folks, what is it that you need? I mean, if I go to an apple tree, it's going to produce what? What sort of fruit is it going to produce on the branches? Apples. If I go to an orange tree, what is it going to reproduce? What is going to produce? It's going to produce oranges. Okay? And Jesus said you're supposed to judge a man by his fruit. And what is the fruit? Well, Lynn Taylor's going to get you set straight. She's going to get you on track concerning what is happening with the likes of a Franklin Graham. Folks, to me, these folks are just creepy. It doesn't take a whole lot of discernment to understand that they're pointing to the church to basically keep them in line. And that's exactly what they've been doing for a long time. The Bible's clear when it tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but it is what? But it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What does that mean? It means we stand up against the likes of what we're seeing today. A question that I have for you, what's the difference between the Pope, the heretic, that's called the Pope in America, to that of Billy Graham and Franklin Graham? Because they're all aiming for the same end. And what is that? And if it wasn't true, then why is it that they're on every road that leads to a New World Order? Why are they on every road that leads to subject Americans to that of none other than the United Nations, which, by the way, was spawned out of and conceived out of World War II because it failed after World War I. So, again, I'm just curious why it is that Billy Graham would receive a star from pedophiles, from homosexuals, from child murderers, cults, and advocates of every form of evil. Why would he receive a star from them people? Because he never confronted those people. He never preached repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when we take it to his son, what do we see? Well, Franklin Graham directs the impotent, dead, lame, worthless professed church in America, for the most part, to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. But instead of leading protest, Protestant has meaning protestant, but instead of protesting against corruption, guess what? He advocates. He supports, he tells the people in America and on a global basis, Franklin Graham does, that God appointed Donald Trump. You better know that God appointed Donald Trump. But like John Calvin, and what he rightly said, when he said God appoints wicked rulers when he means to judge a nation, you better know that's what's going on. Isn't it interesting, friends, that Donald Trump is calling for the decriminalization of sodomy, that which God condemns he advocates? Isn't it interesting at the same time, simultaneously, he's appointing homosexuals to federal government and their positions? Isn't it interesting that the Pope is now advocating and saying that, you know what, he agrees that civil unions between two men and two women, that's okay. Well, guess what, friends? I'm here to tell you that they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is. We're going to take a quick...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protecting in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A deal may be close, but writing the bill will take some time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that negotiations with the Trump administration on a coronavirus aid package are just about there, but it still may take time to craft the actual legislation. Speaking to reporters, Pelosi says she's made a lot of progress with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and that a deal is coming.
So I'm pleased that we have reached a point where we at least They still haven't completely signed off on it, but I think we're just about there, that we will allocate, again, the resources and the policies necessary to do that.
While saying that both sides still want a deal, Pelosi admitted it's very unlikely that any package they agree upon will make its way through Congress and to the president's desk before the November 3rd election. This is USA Radio News. What do Americans want to see during tonight's last presidential debate? According to RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, it's Joe Biden answering the tough questions. She tells Fox News that there's a number of substantive issues that Biden hasn't been pressed on that he needs to answer for.
But the American people want to see fairness. They want to see tough questions asked of Joe Biden. He hasn't had any. We don't want to know what kind of milkshake he's going to have today. We want to know about the fact that he's going to raise taxes, that he's going to embrace the Green New Deal, that he already said he's going to create a commission to look into not just stacking the Supreme Court, but going beyond that. So these are real substantive issues, and I hope the moderator this time won't play differently with Donald Trump than she does with Joe Biden.
In a Thursday morning tweet, President Trump again raised questions about the impartiality of the moderator of tonight's debate, Kristen Welker. The debate begins tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern from Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, 80 degrees here, and in Minnesota, and I mean that when I say Minnesota, it is freezing cold, and it's quite white. We're having a wintry wonderland right now in the state of Minnesota. What's saying that, friends? I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on YouTube. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Go to Top Chat. Join us. Our conversation is hot right now. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, without further ado and without being laborious, I want to bring on Lynn Taylor. Lynn, are you there?
I am.
Great to have you. I really appreciate you. I just kind of sit in the wings sometimes and under the wings of what's going on concerning what you're doing out there. And when I see something that's lining up with what I'm doing and the message that we're kicking forth here, I want to pull you back out on the radio show. So with that said, thank you for joining us on such short notice. And I just kind of want you to set the record straight concerning your findings with this exclusive bombshell that Tim Brown just wrote about, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and his recent interview with you concerning the exclusive bombshell report that the Samaritan's Purse and the UN are partnering in globalism. What say you?
Well, thank you so much, and it is an honor, and I hope everyone is doing well. And, yes, we're going to set the record straight. Now, let me tell you how I got on this rabbit trail, if you will. I did not ask for a Christmas catalog to be mailed to me from Samaritan's Purse, but it was mailed to me. And, you know, God works in such mysterious ways. I know this was the seed that he needed to put in front of me so that I could take this and run with it. But as you thumb through the pages, you start seeing some of the UN's buzzwords like sustainability and, you know, healthcare for all and things like that. And so it was like, it didn't take me very long to see that, okay, these are all woven in. But it wasn't until I got to gift number 10, Bradley, that it really just hit me like a ton of bricks. And it says here that you can give money, about $100, to help with vocational education projects. Now, since everything I do is based off of education research, and I've been called an expert in that field, I knew then that that was a tip to the global agenda the UN has for workforce-based education, not just for public school kids, but for private school kids, homeschool children, and even reskilling us adults. And so that is exactly what this is. So that's where I jumped off, because I thought, well, with words like that, with projects like that, there is no way they can't be involved with the UN. And so that's where I started. I have found document after document proving that Samaritan's Purse is a recognized United Nations partner. They specifically are concerned with Sustainable Development Goal number one, which is to eradicate poverty. Number four, which is supposedly quality education for all. And then number eight, which is decent work for all. But as you look through the catalog, as you look through the projects that Samaritan's Purse is being recognized by the UN for, they're going into all the other sustainable development goals as well.
Which, again, comes as no surprise. Is this not is it not true, Lynn, that we find this within the doctorate or the indoctrinations of the federal government as to what's going on in public schools, too? I mean, this has been teed up for a long time concerning what we're seeing on the front right now. And I guess that would be my first question. And then the second one, is there any link that you can find outside of the obvious, because, again, we judge men by their fruit, as to his direct interactions with the United Nations on a firsthand basis?
Okay. I will say that you are absolutely spot on. The indoctrination has gone way beyond the public schools, but it is a hotbed there. We can find it in higher education. But the thing that's very concerning to me, as a retired homeschool mom, I have 23 years of experience with that, and we did participate with Samaritan's Purse through their Operation Christmas Child, as did a lot of homeschool clubs. So there you have it, that this is a direct stab at those who are outside those public systems, and it should be very, very concerning, because now we're seeing this over in our churches. We're seeing ministries that are devoted to Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham and Billy Graham and all these other people, and I don't think they realize how much they are propping up the United Nations when they do that. And as far as the smoking gun, if you will, there was a document that I sent to you, and I sent it to Tim as well, and we showed it yesterday morning on the show. There is a document out there by the the Union of International Associations, and if you go and you look at the particular member page that they have for Samaritan's Purse, you will see those three sustainable development goals that they are propping up. So there's the biggest smoking gun I can give you.
Okay. This is really interesting, because I know that you're in tune with what's going on concerning the national curriculums as well, which, mm-hmm. again, we're seeing the church hand in glove operating with the United Nations now. But it's interesting to note that Betsy DeVos, I used to say DeVos, forgive me, but
it's
Betsy
okay.
DeVos, the Secretary of Education under that of Donald Trump, it wasn't too long ago, Lynn, was it that our curriculum in public school, again, like that of Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse, basically took their little train and hitched it onto the United Nations concerning their curriculum.
Right. That has been going on since the 80s, and the UN first put that into the Minnesota school system. So I do have that as well in documentation on my blog as well. But, yeah, and it just kills me that Betsy DeVos, Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, the Grahams, all these other big people that are driving the narrative for not just public education, but all education, because that's what the Every Student Succeeds Act is supposed to do. It's not just every student in public school. It's every student across the land. What they embedded was the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math acronym called STEM, and STEM is a UN-created marketing tool that was foisted upon the American people about the time Common Core rolled out, so that the real agenda, which was to transform America to a UN nation, would not be as noticeable because everybody would be looking at Common Core. And so I have that documentation on my website as well. It's just insane. And so we've seen that it came in under Obama. It's been extended by Trump, and Trump is a huge STEM fan. DeVos is a huge STEM fan. Ivanka is hawking the reskilling and the global skill base that everyone needs, whether you're in public school or you're graduated or you've been out of work for a while, or it doesn't matter, because everyone has to be that minion, that trained workforce widget, so that this global economy somehow can be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's exactly it. You know, I was on Alan Keyes' show this morning, and he asked me the question, how is it concerning the coronavirus pandemic? But we're talking about something different. As a matter of fact, folks, if you're just joining us now, we're talking to that of Lynn Taylor. And Tim Brown's article concerning his interview with Lynn Taylor, The Bombshell, Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, and the UN Partner in Globalism. You know, how is it that the American people, when you give this information, how is it that the American people don't see what's right in front of them? What is your experience with people when you begin to shed the light on giving the information to the people as to what the facts of the matter are, rather than what the politicians have to say?
Well, thank you for asking, because most of the time I'm either told that I have no clue what I'm talking about, I couldn't possibly be right, and then I have some people who are like, oh, well, you just hate all these people. You know, you're an anti-Trump person, you're an anti-Franklin Graham person. No, I'm not. What I am is I am a person who wants the truth, because we deserve the truth. We've been lied to by too many sources for so long, and this is what the problem is. Because of that, so many people, when they find the truth, Bradley, they don't know what to do with it, so it's better just to discount me as a person than it is what I'm showing you, which is why I've dedicated my blog to giving you those resources, not telling you what to think, but showing you, dude, you can argue with me till the cows come home, but when you see that document, when you see their words, you know, you cannot argue with that.
Yeah. It reminds me of a quote, I believe it was Thomas Paine, who had said, oftentimes trying to convince certain people is like trying to minister to a dead horse or administer medicine to a dead horse. And we see it constantly. Folks, people need to understand that we're doing this out of love. I guess I would ask the next question that came to mind, Lynn, really quick, is what do you have to gain by telling the people what they don't want to hear?
What do I have to gain?
What do you have to gain by telling them what they don't want to hear, but what rather they need to hear? Let's say that.
Okay. What do I have to gain? The fact that I'll be able to stand in front of God and say, you know what? You gave me one of the toughest jobs I never asked for, and I did it.
Amen. We're having church right now, Lynn. That's exactly right. Most people will say, well, I don't have anything to gain, but someone's soul. And in the process of doing just that, it is the hardest thing to do, is to dig deep and find out what people don't want to see. I was just with Dr. June Knight, and she's a White House correspondent, Lynn, and she had told me, Brad, I believed in Donald Trump, I believed in his administration so much, and I believe the Lord told me to go get down to Washington and be a part of what's going on. She said, when I got there, it's not at all what I thought I was going there for. She said, I got there and it broke my heart, and it took me 6 months to get over what I seen. She would tell us, and she's been telling us, what we see this administration say and what he does behind closed doors are two different stories. And the way that we judge that is by what, Lynn, you're bringing forth right now concerning the fruit of this administration. There's nothing to gain but ridicule and scorn, friends, and mockery. But the fact of the matter is, Lynn's spot on. We're going to answer to God for what we did, because we are faithful witnesses here. We're not looking to spoil souls, but rather to see them set free. Got Lynn Taylor, folks. We're talking about the UN partnership in globalism with that of Franklin Graham, Samaritan Purse. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got Lynn Taylor with me. Tim calls you, by the way, the Common Core Diva, Lynn, and I would find you to be just exactly that. I thank you for being a guest on the show today, and I know that there's so much that we could talk about here, but as I was saying during the end of the last segment there, it's interesting. The Bible clearly tells us that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful, and that a faithful witness will deliver souls. Well, that includes truth, and I think people oftentimes equate truth for hate because they've taken on the spirit of the world, because they've taken the revised version of love and turned it into hate. And love tells the truth, friends. It doesn't tell people the truth because it hates. It tells the truth because it loves, and it's exactly what we're doing here. Now, I want to ask you a question, because I remember one time Sean Hannity had said, Lynn, he had said, concerning the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama during his criminal tenure, he had said, you know what, friends, it's nothing personal about him and what Barack Hussein Obama was in fact doing, creating laws to criminalize the likes of Sean Hannity. And as I heard him say that, I said to myself, it's totally personal what's going on here. It's totally personal because it has everything in the world to do with me. Now, when I look at a Franklin Graham, who continuously props up his current administration. By the way, his dad did the same exact thing. And also keep in mind, he was in how many administrations all the way up until his son took over concerning Franklin Graham. But I also know that Truman didn't like Billy Graham. He said he didn't trust Billy Graham. And you look at all the time that he had concerning the administrations, decade after decade, And we've seen the country going downward. And I'm not blaming just Billy Graham. I'm blaming the people that don't take the time to follow the Christ. What they've done is they've switched those that they follow from Jesus Christ to Billy Graham and to now Franklin Graham, which is bringing us right into a global initiative, just like the Pope is, just like the President is, and the American people want to pretend that it's not true. And I, by the way, I'm not a gloom and doomer. I believe that we're getting this information right now to correct the issues, but that takes the American people to stand up and correct their said representatives. What say you?
Well, absolutely, this is personal, and absolutely, this is the time that we need to rise up and bring this truth. We absolutely have to, and so this is why I'm convinced that, you know, I got this catalog. And, yeah, I do things from an education standpoint because I was convicted, back in about 2008, that I saw the globalism creeping into homeschooling, and it was like this light bulb went off, and it was like, okay, if it's coming into my backyard, it's not going to be long before it's in my house, and I don't want it in my house. I don't want to see it in your house. I don't want to see it in anybody's house, and yet here we are. But that catalog not only had the skill-based education, which the UN loves, but let me tell you, gift number 11 is centered on the gender equality or gender equity. Yep. Gifts number 22 through 24 all deal with the water and sanitation, which will bring in the sustainability aspect of the goals. Number 25 through 29 is healthcare for all, including the fact that they showed a picture of the Samaritan's Purse tent city in New York City for the COVID relief, and it is insane how much of the COVID protocol that they are promoting through this particular Samaritan's Purse effort right now.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a little live homework while you're talking right now, and
sure.
I'm just curious to see exactly what Franklin Graham has had to say concerning what's going on with this whole COVID pandemic. And, of course, it's all there in support, how we're supposed to submit to government in these times, so on and so forth. And we're not talking about good government. We're talking about corruption in government. But it's interesting how he just follows right in pursuit to bring about the people in this country, namely in the church, the same direction that the government's bringing it right now. Now, let me ask you again, from your findings, do you find this to be intentional concerning Franklin Graham, concerning Donald Trump, or do you think that this is just happening go through and inadvertently without them really knowing what it's all about? Or do you think that they know what their end aim is here?
I think they are puppets. That is my professional opinion, and here's why. You see Samaritan's Purse following the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, narrative. They are an active World Health Organization partner. They are an active United Nations partner. They are an active UN High Commission for Refugees partner. They are partners in Women and Health Alliance International. I could go on with all the different groups they are partnering with. They are even partnering with the Clinton Foundation. So how much more corruption do you need?
That's right. If you don't mind, I'd like to just kind of go through some of these things, and you can go ahead and comment on each one of them. From earlier this year, Procter & Gamble's participation is skill-based learning mixed in with debauchery. What say you? Number two,
oh, my goodness. Okay.
No hide laws in education. Go ahead.
Okay, the work-based education, you'll find that in every major and minor corporation throughout not only America but through the nation, and Procter & Gamble has embraced without abandon the alternative lifestyles of those who are practicing things that are outside of God's marriage.
Yep, okay, and obviously we see the current administration advocating that, attempting to decriminalize sodomy on a global basis. I didn't know that Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America, but simultaneously and coincidentally, I'm being funny here, facetious here, friends, the Pope comes out during the same time Donald Trump is pushing this out there and says that he agrees with civil unions between two men and two women. And again, you can't make up what's going on here. He's appointing sodomites to federal government, right on piggyback of that of Barack Hussein Obama, who appointed 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transvestites to federal government in the United States of America. You know, what I find here, Lynn, is an administration, along with the professed Christians in this world, from popery to the evangelicals, namely Franklin Graham, because that's what we're talking about right now, that they're setting the people at war with God. And when you read Micah 3:5, that's exactly what it says. And it's a war that we're going to lose. But we want to go ahead and dare the justice of God to see how far we can go again, only to fail and to fall back on our own faces. And I see this as being more than anything else, daring and tempting the living God to see if he's going to respond. And there's no question that he is going to respond. I guess we haven't learned enough from history yet, Lynn, as to the old saying, prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I would whole lot rather be proactive in this war than I would be reactive. Yeah. But I can tell you right off the bat that a lot of what we're seeing happen, not just with Samaritan's Purse, because World Vision is in with this. I mean, lots and lots of supposed Christian organizations are in on this agenda as well. But you can all tie it back to the Louisiana, and I'm probably slaughtering that, but it's Lausanne. That was a convention that Billy Graham was part of, and it was over in Switzerland, and it's driving the narrative of what we're seeing now. It set the foundation for why the nation turned from God's law to the Noahide laws. It's why we've seen our government back it, and the Louisiana, like I said, I'm not sure how you say it, but anyway, if you look at that particular information, you can see where they have changed from being godly centered to globally centered, and you can go on their website right now, and you can see where they are using Jesus's name as a justification for aligning to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, because after all, we're in this together.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly what they're doing through the whole COVID pandemic as well. We have 2 minutes. I'm sorry. We have 1 minute, Lynn. I love having you on the show. I thank you for doing your due diligence and your part. How do people get a hold of you, number one, and what would you say in conclusion of today's show as to how to encourage the people to get involved?
Okay, get involved. We need to make a pastor's packet of information for these pastors so they can lead their flocks like they should instead of for the agenda. I would urge you to call 828-262-1980. That's Samaritan Purse's main number. Ask them. Go on record. Tell me why you are aligning with the UN. I'm waiting for word back from them. I got passed around like a basketball today. Ask the tough questions. Bring this up. You can find me at commoncorediva.com. You can email me at commoncorediva at Gmail. You can also find me at localactivist.org, USA.life, MeWe, Twitter, Parler, Facebook. And I'm also on BNJTV. That is on Amazon Fire Stick or Roku Stick. And there you go.
You are a busy little lady. We appreciate you, Lynn, very much. Folks, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.